given this road material bid recommendation from Frank.
Mine is on the top, and Frank's is right behind mine. It's kind of reassuring and saying that he agreed to everything. And we had discussed this in the Monday meeting and decided to break it down instead of, you know, going with just the way I had it. So
I move that we approve the road material bid as recommended and documented by Frank and Linda.
Second. Questions or discussion? Does this include all the people as we looked at the other day? Did you weed any out? Do you know?
No, sir. We could not weed any out.
Okay.
We went through the whole thing. We couldn't. We did. I did prioritize. It's from start, from the very first one, being 76 Quarry, and then each one is listed according to price. I talked with Mr. Preston, and we just decided, due to the different locations where the trucks are, we just really couldn't weed
any out. So this deal is better for us because we know you buy, if they're in north of town, they don't go to 76 Quarry out
right,
here.
They're not wasting
if they're all the way over here,
drive.
They don't go. So,
correct.
Okay. I second. Did you second it?
I think Chuck did.
Yep. All right. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Linda. Good job.
Thank you.
From a bidding policy, Linda, I'd like, I think that's also on the agenda, is it not? I'd like to make a recommendation, and we can even do a motion, that all bids that are opened, you'll just, so my recommendation, and I guess it could be in the form of a motion, would be that you would open all bids, schedule them for a Monday under new and old business. You'll title the bid. It'll just be a bid opening, not an award, so make sure everyone knows there'll be no awarding that day.
No discussion.
You're just going to open it, read it. I'm sure there's an evaluation process, which is what you do anyway,
sir.
Which I don't want to supersede that. But that makes everything sealed until that point. You physically don't open them in your office. Don't even unzip them. Just physically unzip them here. But start doing that for around every Monday when we're in session at the 9 o'clock meeting under new and old business.
Okay.
And
so from this point on,
that's my recommendation.
I will do that.
You guys good with that?
I'm good with that. Basically, I don't even want her to comment on them. I want her to open those bids. If she makes a statement on there about price.
Right.
It may not even be the exact price.
Right.
So I
always
don't know
have to check numbers.
That's fine.
There's
but I think what you what with the process what we one of the problems that I think the newspaper bid brought to light was what was our official bidders? Who was our official bidders? Mm-hmm. Was it one or was it both? So by that we're eliminating that question. We know at the time of unzipping, we know who the official bidders are. Then, of course, you with the appropriate department or elected official will evaluate them and come with recommendations like you have been doing. So that would be what I'd like.
I agree. With the
that.
Exception, it's an open, so there could be some discussion. And you could, if we ask, if we were bidding on a road grader.
We know a fixed price, like a car.
You can give us the prices, but in some of them, like what we just did in the road materials, to go through all those prices would not make any sense. Take way too long.
Right.
Right.
So based off your bid.
The bidders then that are present can follow you to your office or wherever, conference room, whatnot, to review the bid to see how they did against their competitors. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. But then you'll bring us, as we talked about the other day, you'll bring us your spreadsheet just like you've always done.
There's a lot of people that don't even match spec, you know,
right.
And they bring a bid in, and it may be the lowest bid, but it doesn't even match spec, so it's something that we would want to consider. We consider lowest
and best.
So that in itself could cause some confusion. But that way that everybody knows who bid the job and that you opened it here at this location.
Perfect.
Okay.
With RFPs, they are only the vendor name is read. That is something that's evaluated even longer than just a standard bid. So at that point, they would just be leaving the courthouse until I, you know, came forward to you guys. It's that same way on all RFPs.
Yeah, I don't want to change that process of evaluation because I think that's going well where you sit down with the department and elected official and go through the different criteria for selection. But I think, you know, that process unless, of course, unless we see something that's askew, and then
right.
I may bring it back up, or Chuck or Danny might, but I think this by doing this way, at least that solves one problem that we identified.
Very good. Was there a motion, or is that just direction?
Direction, I think.
I think that's good. Wonderful.
Great. Okay. I will mention that I have 6 open bids right now that will not fall into that.
Okay.
But going forward, you will.
Going forward from this point on, I will.
Okay.
Are they lengthy? Can you tell us what those are?
Yes. I have one tomorrow that's an RFP, opens at 1:30 for office supplies. So that will be one that is evaluated. Their RFPs are thick books that have to be read and evaluated. May 27th, I have 2 culverts, which is a bid, and a box culvert for Harp Lane. June the 1st, we have the Newspaper Services County Tax Sale. June the 7th, Inmate Medical Services, which is an RFP as well. June the 9th at 3:30, Electronic Poll Books, and that's an RFP as well.
Those are all sealed right now, is that correct?
They will all be sealed, that's correct.
Could I ask, at the commission's request, a discussion here, is that you would open those in the county clerk's office because the process hasn't started yet, that we have a certified witness?
Certainly.
I mean, that's part of the challenge we're trying to overcome, I think, is making sure that it's plentiful and open. So if you can make sure that either the county clerk or a deputy is available to do that, that's
a recommendation. Attested, really. I mean, that's basically what you're doing. So.
Good point. Excellent point. And you can check with Donna and be sure her
Donna
room is
or
open.
Or Donna's people or something like that.
If not, we could do it in our commission conference room where
Perfect.
There's somebody there.
Either way, however you want to work out the details. So that's all I'd like to say.
Good point.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Linda.
You.
All right, we got them all.
We got 5 minutes since Donna's walking up. Here is what Nikki just brought down, that Chris Burnt is going to Germany on vacation, I guess. So he wanted to talk to us. I don't know if he'll talk to us or not, but that's what he had dropped off.
All right.
It's the same thing, Jim, that according to the email that we've done in the past, I thought he had a number of years on there. Isn't it approval?
I'm not sure. I didn't look at it myself.
Well, when's it come to? It's 11 o'clock, wasn't it?
11:20.
Oh, it's 11:20. Our 11 o'clock was something else then. So
that was what we just did.
Okay.
That's the Security Regional Response System is what that is.
Donna, under administrative, you got something?
Administrative, yeah. I'd like you to consider breaking the minutes up a little bit for us for the audio recording. It's taking a lot of work hours for us to go have the IS department go back through and make breaks in the audio. And so then they have to re-listen to the minutes, which is taking a lot of time. But if you were to allow our people 10, 15, 20 seconds to stop the audio recording, rename it, and begin it again, which I wouldn't think would take more than 20 seconds.
Okay.
And that's only between issues, because at this time I'm not sure how long of a recording we can have on the internet before it gets bogged down. But the main issue is we are getting some concerns from individuals that we're not getting them on the audio in a timely manner. But it's causing a burden on the IS department at this time with the process that we're going through. So if you could consider doing that, when you go to change subjects, just give whoever's doing your minutes just a couple of seconds to rename that file.
Do you want to? Can I ask a question, sir? From the at the 11 o'clock session today, we have 3 issues. They all should be done by 11:25. So we'll do 3 issues in 20 minutes. You still want us to break down those issues? Because, like land use, we knew that was going to be a 2-hour conversation.
Right.
We blocked 2 hours. So
if you can, if there's something that's
somehow group them together.
Like if it's like an all administrative thing, it's not some, you know,
okay.
Like this conversation
right.
Wouldn't need to be separated out. But when you have stuff that's on the agenda, that's big items, then certainly. And we need to be able to name them in groups. And maybe we need to work with you guys in advance to find out where you want to break them so that we don't have to cause people to spend 8 hours to take care of a 4 or 5 hour recording.
Now, when we post things on our personal calendars, they group them because one of the questions they ask is like for land use. I'm the one who put it on the calendar. They said, how long do you need? 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So we block 2 hours and they send us meeting requests, which goes on our calendar. If you want us, we could include that. You guys, I don't know if you guys get those meetings, but we could include that. So on your calendar, you know how long we're planning to talk and you know what the title is. Would that help you guys?
I think that would help. You know, for us, it's not that big a deal right now, but it is causing a lot of work for the IS department, and we're trying. And then it does fall back on us,
sure,
because then we get the complaints from whoever, everybody. And so we're trying to, and I know you want it out there for them. You don't want a delay in your minutes, and you want that to be accessible to the public. So we're just trying to find a way to make that work a little faster and a little smoother. And, of course, certainly it's your minutes, so we want to respect what you want.
So primarily, I got just tons of questions. Go. I'm just trying to make it as simple as possible,
sure,
for everybody here. Primarily, we have the two people doing the recordings.
Right.
That are doing the minutes, is that
That's
correct?
That's right.
So if we included them on every meeting that we post, they then would know how long we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, the bidding policy, we only allocated on our agenda from 11 to 11:15. We knew it was going to take more than 15 minutes. But if we could just add those two to the email agenda, if you use my Outlook calendar, you'll have exactly what we have. Because I think you're logged into yourself right now, aren't you? So you'll have your calendar anyway.
Okay.
Would that be worth a try? Because we've titled it, that matches the agenda that we've posted, which people are going to search off the agenda how we've posted it. Yes?
Still need the pause.
No, the pause is fine, but at least you have a title.
Right.
And yep. I'm not against the pause. I'm just trying to help you with the titling so that you guys know.
Are we titling on here?
Well, no.
We title this by time.
By time.
By time.
But what we're going to change that, Christy, to make it easier for the IS department, that's what we're discussing, is that we're going to start titling it
based on that discussion.
They can go. Right now, they're going through like 19,000 or 19 files to find it. Well, just doing that takes time, and then they have to listen to it and break it down into sections so that an individual who wants to listen to a particular thing doesn't have to listen to all 8 hours. They can go in and click on those subjects, and we might even, if you want to group like three things in a subject, you might let us know that. This is like a work in progress. However you want us to do it, we're happy to do it. But I'm just letting you know that there is a concern out there that we are taking up more work hours, and we want to make it a smoother process both for the IS department, our department, and for the citizens.
I'm with you. You'll have to wave at me or remind us. I think we can make it happen. It's worthwhile,
I think. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. I think we're ready for 11:15, Cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's here. I'm drawing a blank. What were we going to do?
We need to Jeff, you can come to the table here, Jeff, so we can talk real fast. Basically, I think what we'd asked is let's talk about this, see what there's anything left that we can do. I know you were going to go visit somebody across the parking lot.
I haven't yet.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, we had a nuisance a report issued to us a while back. We were told one thing from the property owner, and I think that last thing we were told, Chuck, and you can help me remember here, but we were told that he was going to take it down himself personally. And now indications show that he's not. He's actually trying either to prop it up or to repair it, and it's still an eyesore and it's still a nuisance.
It's not going to be repaired. It's ugly. It's a double white trailer that's just. Took a picture this morning. If you guys, I showed it to Danny there. It's bad.
Well, you said that it's not going to be taken down.
It doesn't appear that he's doing anything. He actually has added some things. He added a stove.
But you haven't talked to him.
I haven't talked to the owner, no.
Okay.
This is it.
Right.
That's my residence there. Familiar with it? There's a pole there. This is the blocks.
For the roof. That hasn't moved in 2 years.
Holding up the plastic. This is a picture of the back of the house. Again, the windows are wide open. It's rainstorm. Is this stuff you might fall inside? This is from 12 feet. The distance, and Chuck, I believe you mentioned this last year, it was kind of close to, from the property line, it is 4 feet. Oh, 4 feet. So it's 12 feet by the bedroom window, or 7 feet by the window.
Right. So we have a nuisance ordinance. We've sent letters. Nothing's happened. I think we just bluntly asked the question, what's the next step, and what do we think is going to actually have get resolved, and it, I think we all kind of said almost nothing.
Well, we're going to go through our steps to go to the prosecutor with it because the health department turned it down.
I think we've got to do something. I mean, we go to the prosecutor. The thing is, you know, I don't know if we'll get any more direction or any more.
Obviously, go to the health department. The data office is here, right?
Yeah.
So that's. So you hadn't been there yet?
No.
Okay, all right, so.
The last time they sent some girl out, she's like 19 or 20 years old, and all she does is park in front and look at it. And I asked her to go around the back, but she was afraid too. She had no trespassing signs, but.
I'm thinking that if Jeff's going to the health department, that's a good thing. Because again, they looked at it once, I believe.
I believe they looked at it twice.
Did not.
Anybody can tell this is definitely a health hazard. But that's for my part. But for y'all, it's a blighted house, right? Would y'all deem that house as blight? That's not the health department, I don't believe.
The only issue is that I see, Jeff, is the windows open. And the whole purpose of the blighted house, well, I shouldn't say the whole purpose, but one issue that came up during the discussions when we adopted the ordinance was, and it was motivated by, I remember one lady on Mount Branson, that there was a house there, the roof had fallen in, the doors were open, they saw kids in there one day. He put out a fire. They'd been messing around. And for the safety of people. Now, you know, if it's that kind of a thing, then I think it falls under what we were trying to do. As far as the appearance, I know it's not happy an appearance for you. I don't know that our blighted issue went that far. Anyway, that's just conversation. My bottom line is, what I've heard from you is the mold and your health issue. If the health department says that there's a mold and it's affecting your health, then I think we can carry it to the prosecutor. But without that, I'm not sure that anybody's going to gain anything.
It says any structure or building which is abandoned, not being maintained in a self-secure condition, creates a blight problem.
Right.
It adversely affects the public health, safety, welfare, shouldn't be the nuisance violation of that.
Exactly. But we did not address appearance, because appearance to everybody is different. You know, what appearance to you is awful, to the next fellow doesn't think a thing in the world about it. But the issue was safety, and if there's windows open where kids can crawl in, mess around, and get hurt or something, that's an issue, I think, that
we
would be right to try to.
But the whole inside of the house, Chuck, is all green and black with mold.
Well, I went in there, and it's been a few months ago. I went in there and looked, and I didn't find that.
You did,
but I'm no health guy. That's why I think
when they go inside that house, they wear face masks.
Well, if the health department sees that, that will help the argument, obviously, for blighted.
Well, it was gutted when I went in there.
Whenever they work inside there, they all have face masks on.
Okay.
They do, the owners. There was another couple that were helping them do the one load, and they all had...
So, Jeff, I think, I mean, what my opinion is, you've got to have to go to the health department,
okay,
get an answer from them, and then if, depending on what they say, is what our next step is.
Okay.
I mean, I can call the homeowner. I think, Chuck, you've talked to him before.
Mm-hmm. I've been out there. They took me in the house.
So, I mean, we can encourage that, but, I mean, we got to do, that's really the step we've got to follow.
Okay.
And I would really talk to the health department and say, you know, you've got these concerns so they know what they're looking at versus just an abandoned house.
Who's the head honcho there these days?
Jim Berry is the director, I believe is his title. Is that?
Yeah. And then director probably title. If you couldn't contact him, they'll give you a name, but I think Robert somebody is the next one in line.
He's the epidemiologist, whatever how you say that.
What is his last name, Chuck? It's got a funny name.
Starts with an N, but I can't say it either.
I asked the last time I talked to that little girl, I said, well, I know you all have to have mold detection devices. She said, we do. And I said, well, why don't you bring a couple of those out, put one inside the house and one over on my property, wait a couple of weeks and read them. And they never did that.
I think actually, Jeff, Linda Randolph, who is in the Branson office, which... They're both complete offices.
Right.
I believe she would be the first person.
Okay. I talked to her last year once.
But I think that's a plan, and even without us.
I know I could take it civilly. I talked to somebody else about it.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, even without the county commission, the health department, if they see it's a risk, they can go to the prosecutor without messing with us. So, if they give you something, you can, you know, wave us off and just go right, and they can take care of it without messing with us.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, if you could do this for the concerned group of about 15 residents up there. Could you, gentlemen, send out a letter to the property owner requesting removal within 45 days or possible legal action to the attorney after that? Try to get it. Because I know what's going to happen. It's going to sit there, and the health department's take forever. That would be too hot. That would be too cold with the winter coming. I've been through this for a year. Could you guys do that?
I don't think I can, because if I'm going to do it, from being the one of the three, if we're going that route, then we got to be willing to do it for the next neighborhood and the next neighborhood and the next neighborhood. And again, it's an appearance thing, and that's what we'd be sending the letter on. Now, if you got something from the health department that says it's a health issue, then I'm ready to do something like that. That's just my opinion.
I just don't want to send a shallow a letter with threats with really no backing to do anything.
I understand that.
And that's what my biggest concern is. It may be better served to go talk to the homeowner and just see what we can do. But we can always send that letter out individually and say, please clean up, being a good neighbor and all that. I just don't know if there's any bite that I could say, you got 45 days or else, because once again...
These folks didn't want to get any bite. Well, how about, like Danny, you mentioned on Monday, you had a county truck go off front, take some pictures, and the people started tearing it down. That might help. Anything might help. What he needs is a little spark underneath of him going.
Okay, health departments, I think everybody's agreeing. You're going to tackle that.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way, and I'm going to talk to them, see if I can get one of those people
since
to come out instead of some 20-year-old girl.
Since you're in Forsyth, it wouldn't hurt to stop at their office.
Where's that at?
It's
Cedar Square.
Cedar Square, across from McDonald's.
Okay.
Real close to the Forsyth City Hall.
You'll see the signs if you get across the street from McDonald's. You'll find it.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate your attention to this, and I'll go.
You know, if you've got a medical condition with it, I'd go to the prosecutor, too.
Well, I went down to Fayetteville. I had my appointment down there yesterday, and he stuck all these stuff on my nose, and he deemed this as being a mold issue. I'm going to have surgery done on the 23rd of July.
You be sure and take that to Mr. Berry. I mean, all that written criteria is going to have a big influence on him.
I should have brought the documentation with him with this, but I can email it to him. Gentlemen, have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, we've got 1120.
Yep. What is that?
That is Homeland Security. I've got a note here. It says Commission, Mail for Emergency, stated that this is a continuous since 2002. This has to be done ASAP. /the post.
It's an approval of, and he lists the cities and everything else that's already, villages that are already approved. I think there's a whole page of them there. It's something we do every year.
$42,234.13 Homeland Security Regional Response System funding by the state of Missouri. Enclosed, please find packet, which includes your sub-grantee funding award notice and grant terms. It's been filled out. It's got a place for the county commission, which is blank. Then it's got project director Chris Burnt, fiscal representative Melissa.
It's got everybody else on there, too. So flip the back pages and see that it has all of our subsidiaries that are.
I think we're just.
It's a grant.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a grant. So we're basically accepting the application or accepting the.
Approval of the application. Aren't we? I mean, isn't that what it is? We do it every year.
Sub-grantee. Yeah, we do it every. I remember doing it last year. I'm just wondering how we worded the motion next time.
Could we? Do you want to have that looked up at the same time, or do you just want to make a motion for approval?
I would say.
Melissa's over there.
The word packet.
How about a 1-minute recess?
Okay, 1-minute recess.
1-minute recess. I'll run over to see if she's.